QST, QST, QST. This is Mike, WB6CLZ, acting as net control for the Tech Tuesday Net at 1900 hours local time on the BBARC repeater. 147.33 megahertz, offset of 600 kilohertz, with a PL of 131.8. This net is conducted every Tuesday at 1900 hours, conditions permitting. This repeater is solely owned, operated, and maintained by the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. We wish to thank the BBARC for the use of the repeater for this net. The purpose of this net is to provide and promote technical knowledge, education, and information of amateur radio, a gateway to spark interest in various aspects of amateur radio communications. Before I begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call WD6CLZ. Hearing none except the ID, that's a good thing. Are there any bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call WD6CLZ.
KJ6KDL.
Go ahead, Jim. KJ6KDL, WB6CLZ, go.
For those locals who are interested, the Big Bear Computer Club has moved their computer days from the second Tuesday of the month to the first Thursday of the month, still at the Discovery Center, starting at 5:30. So those interested in learning computer basics and how to tame that PC in front of them, this Thursday, 5:30 at the Discovery Center. KJ6KDL clear.
Thanks for the announcement. Appreciate that. Computers and ham radio are becoming closer and closer together. A lot of the radios are more computer than they are radio. Okay. Are there any other bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call WB6CLZ. Okay, well, as some of you may have heard, Tom is on the road. He picked up a new antenna system today in Long Beach. And last time I heard him check in, he was in Angeles Oaks. So he will be here tonight, hopefully. And we will continue on with a regular Tech Tuesday. But you got me for now. I don't have a roster in my hand, so I won't be calling that this evening. Tom may want to when he gets in, depending on what time it is. We'll just see how that works out. I don't really have any other announcements. So I think we will probably go right into my weekly DX report, and I'll give you my little CW to start it off. Basically, what I sent is CQDX and DE, which is from WB6CLZ. Okay, well, let's see. Things are crappy right now. We have a geomagnetic storm that's been going on since about the 28th or 29th, and it's just shooting the heck out of HF communications. I was on the RAGCHU this morning, the BBARC RAGCHU on 75 meters at 3935 kilohertz, and could barely hear those guys at Big Bear, where usually they're booming in here. Reset. Oh, you know, it's good for aurora watchers if you want to see auroras and that sort of thing, and northern lights, it's really cool. We've got some really good ones going at the poles right now. Even Wisconsin is seeing northern lights right now, so that's kind of cool. Anyway, we had a pretty good solar wind up as high, over actually 575 kilometers per second, and that gives a good solar wind flow at the poles from the sun, and that is giving us one good aurora. So anyway, if anybody wants to see that, head north and you'll get a good display. Before that happened, conditions were pretty good. Sunspot counts were up above 70 and in the hundreds for a while. With 5 watts last week before Saturday, I worked a 6 Yankee 5 in Jamaica with 5 watts on 10 meter sideband. I worked a VK3 in Australia with 5 watts single sideband, and I worked several Russian stations using 5 watts. So conditions are really, really good, and they all went to heck and we have to wait this one out. Sunspots are, Space Weather is predicting right now a sunspot number of 51. So a little bit lower than what it has been, but, you know, that's going to bounce up and down for a while. Okay, anybody else? Let's try Chris, see what he's been doing out there. Maybe at 7,000 feet, his DX is better than mine. KI6SKN, Chris, are you around? Okay, well, Chris isn't here. Anybody else want to comment or have a report or anything I'd like to say about the DX situation, either HF or if you've had any good DX contacts on VHF here, you know, either sideband, CW, or FM here, please call WB6CLZ on the Tech Tuesday Net. Okay, well, let's see where Tom is at and see what his expectations are of giving us a report tonight. KS6Q, WB6CLZ, are you out there, Tom?
Hey, Mike. Hey, thanks for getting in there and getting everything started. We are just now coming up to Onyx Summit, so we're still a few minutes away, but yeah, quite possibly... just kind of carry on a little bit with antenna systems or whatever you feel comfortable with out there and just make it a light duty this evening. So it's still going to be probably at least 15, 20 minutes. So just carry on with whatever your little heart desires, Mike. Appreciate it. WB6CLZ, KF6Q, almost Onyx Summit coming up to the top.
Well, golly, Tom, I don't have much prepared. I was going to, questions for you. So I do have information on G5RV multiband antennas a little bit. We were going to talk about antennas and how the feed lines do not radiate, but how the feed lines actually act as either... either a reactive or a resistive load, depending on which frequency on, like a G5RV, which is a relatively common multiband antenna that a lot of people have. They work pretty well. They can be optimized. Makes a ZS6BKW, which I know Chris uses, and I've got one that I have up in Big Bear. Works out pretty well. Very simple wire antenna. I want to say they are around 102 feet for the long version. They do have a short version that's a little bit shorter, but works out pretty well on 80 through 10 meter ham bands, including the WARC bands, which are 17, 12 meters, and 30 meters. So anybody have any questions about that, or am I just talking things that nobody's interested in? If anybody has anything that they would like to talk about that I may be able to entertain questions or discuss, let's open it up for that. Please call WB6CLZ.
A6RJ.
Hey, Harry, let's see if I can answer your question. Go ahead, Harry, take it.
No, I should have said comment, if I may.
Certainly may. You've got the mic, Harry. Go for it.
I should have said information instead of comment. Okay, well, here goes. For our technicians that may be listening and that don't have a tower and would like to DX, there is another option. And since we talked about computers a little earlier, and ham radio, there is a program called CQ100, and that can be looked up, qso.net, qso.net or qso.net, no, I think it's qso.net.com, and it's a free download, and 90 days free, one can try it out. All the DXing that you can possibly handle and do, and the calling frequency is 14200. Stations from all over the world. I found out about it talking to, and I like to talk to people in Berlin, that's where I'm from. And the guy said, I'm living in an apartment. I can't get an antenna up, but I sure can do DX And that was on Echolink, and he told me about CQ100. I installed it, and it's $32 a year, but it's 93. So for the first year, it's 90 days and 1 year. Anyway, $32, but one can try it for free for 90 days, and it's awesome. And yeah, well, that comes then if one buys into it for $32 a year. And let me reset. And then with it comes, let's see, it's called CQTV. And it, one can show photos and see the other guy and or whatever pictures they want to show. I talked to a guy in Japan, and I said, what'd you have for breakfast? And he showed me a picture of his breakfast. And so anyway, it's quite a program, and it, one can do DX on, well, there are all the bands that we have on HF, and it works. WB6LZ, KE6RG.
Hey, Harry. Yeah, I have actually visited that website, and I don't know if it was there or another website, but it was a similar thing, and taken a little tour, and it's very interesting. Now, I want to confirm something, though, that now anybody with, as I recall, anybody with any class of amateur radio license, it doesn't actually go on the air. It's linked through the computer. There are different stations or different types of things you can use with your computer with remote stations and such that you can actually get on the air, but you have to have the class of license required to do that. But I believe, Harry, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe on this you do not need any higher class license. You can work all of the ham bands even though you're not on the air with a tech license. Is that correct, Harry? Go ahead.
Yes, Mike, that is correct. Now, they do make sure that one is a ham and one is a licensed ham, and current, the license is current, and one has to submit when registering, just like on Echolink, that one, let's see, that you have, that one has a bona fide license and a photocopy, so just a picture, a pic of the license, and they have a field there where one just finds the let's see, picture or the pic file on your hard drive, and one submits it, and within hours one is registered. So they do limit it, of course, to hams so that non-hams cannot use it. And but again, stations from all over the world. I mean, I've talked to people, exotic and, Roman and you name it, Oman, you name it. They're, and without a tower, without an antenna. And it gives people perhaps an idea of what can be done with radio and without the computer. So anyway, it's a fun thing, and it works. Oh, Mike, technicians. Technician pass on up. So techs and up can use that program.
Hey, Harry, that is really neat, and I have heard that, and it you know, even if somebody doesn't really want to upgrade, but they want the experience, other than the propagation, other than actually being on the air and digging for things and, you know, the hard part of it, you can actually talk around the world, you know, with your computer. The catch is you have to have a computer, and I know there's some people out there that don't. So that kind of puts a kibosh on that. But you know, it is good. It's good for procedures. It's good as a learning tool, if nothing else. So, yeah, very good suggestions, Harry. By the way, on my DX report, all of those stations that I was talking to were on 10 meters, which the tech licenses have sideband privileges on 10 meters. It's right next to the citizen band, a little bit higher than the citizen band. But it is starting to come into its own right now. We're coming into a favorable situation where 10 meters with 5 watts you can work around the world. Even converted CBs, buy yourself a sideband CB, and there's all kinds of instructions on how to convert them to 10 meters. And you could work the world with that with a very small antenna. I mean, anybody that's been involved with citizen bands knows how small one of the little CB ground planes or, you know, whatever are. And you can even string up a wire, too. So that's another alternative. Anybody have any questions for Harry regarding that? I'm going to open it up for questions if you have and you want to ask Harry. Please give him a call. Go ahead. This is WB6CLZ acting as Net Control for Tech Tuesday Net. Here, Harry, well, I guess you explained it pretty well then, so that's a good thing. Yeah, it was interesting when I listened to it. Perfect signals. You don't have to worry about QSB or degradation or anything like that. Well, does anybody else have any questions or comments or anything for the net? Yeah, keep me afloat here until Tom gets on. This is WB6CLZ. Go ahead.
LAN.
Hey, Bill, how are you doing? Are you sitting right there beside our buddy?
I don't know. My butt's numb, so I can't tell you if I'm sitting here or not. Question for you, though. On 10 meter, I'm under the impression that it works kind of like CB as far as skip propagation goes. Is that correct?
Is almost identical to CB. It's, you know, the MUF maximum usable frequency has to be 1 megahertz higher. So, you know, sometimes CB will be open up for skip, they call it. And, we have multi-hop. We have all kinds of propagation. Same thing as CB, only, you know, a little more disciplined. We don't have good buddies. We have call letters. We don't have handles. We have, you know, call letters and such. Yeah, just about identical, Bill.
Okay, next half of the question then is how far have you talked on 10-meter skip?
As I said, on 10 meters, I worked Australia with 5 watts, which is the same power that a CB has, Russia, Jamaica, and let's see what else. I don't have my log, but I got my list here. Yeah, I worked Jamaica, Australia, and Russia, and I think that was Friday. I was really excited. I was calling for Chris because we use this repeater as kind of a DX spotting network. So, yeah, basically around the world with 5 watts.
Comment, KE6QI.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, when I lived in Brazil, I was able to contact the states on 10 meters. We made wonderful contacts. So it really works. Yeah, 10 meter FM, Harry says. KE6QI Friday.
Hey, Nancy. Yeah, that was probably trans-equatorial propagation, and that's where you are north and south of the equator about the same distance. I've done a lot of that on 10, 15 meters, 20 meters, 17 meters. About this time later on in the afternoon, we work into South America pretty easily. Bill, did that answer your question? You have any other questions? Go for it. This is WB6CLZ Acting Net Control, Detect Tuesday Net.
Okay, but you raised another question. What antenna were you using, and would it be capable, or how would you put one on a mobile?
Oh, I have an answer for both of those. I believe on those I was using my mini-beam, but it is no big deal. I mean, it's just basically a little tiny beam that works. I might have been using the loop, or the vertical, but I believe I was using the mini beam. I was copying them, and I could have worked them with the vertical or with the loop because conditions were that good. And as far as a mobile, a CB whip cut down a little bit will work just fine on 10 meters. You know, you can get various antennas. There's more expensive, but about the basic antenna would be a CB whip. And when conditions are good, my golly. Well, for example, I was walking on the Pacific Crest Trail up by the dump last sunspot cycle, which was, gosh, I think around 05, 06, something like that. And I was working Japan with a handheld running 2 watts. How's that for DX on 10 meters?
Yeah, there's that guy butting in again. Okay.
One more question.
Hang on. I'm getting third-party traffic over here from the left side. Hang on a second. Okay. Next question is, what's available for HF handhelds?
I do not know at this time what's available. I know that Tokyo High Power, I believe it is, makes one. I would have to let my fingers do the walking. I know that I have a Yaesu 817, which is a little tiny all-band multi-mode HF transceiver that puts out 5 watts, that I have a little case that I carry it in. And it has a little adjustable antenna that works from 40 meters to 6 meters. It also works on 2 meters, all modes. Yeah, they're a little pricey. I think new, they're $800, $700, something like that. But you can get them all the time for a lot less on eBay and estate sales and stuff like that. Nice little radio, and it's just a little bit bigger than the HT I had. The HT I had was called a DX Handy, and it was made by AEA back in the early to mid-90s. How's that?
Okay, and approximately how much was that?
I think I paid right around upper 200s for it, maybe 300. I think I sold it for $300-$400 on eBay. I sold it for more than I paid for it. But that was a nice little radio. It was VXO. It was a variable crystal control. So you would have crystals, but you could tune the crystals up and down to where it would stretch your frequency out. And, you know, it wasn't a true VFO like some of the HF rigs. So you'd have to have, I think it had 4 crystals in it, and you were able to get various portions in the 10-meter band.
Okay, answered that. FYI, we am arrived, are arrived, whichever the proper thing is. And he's got to make he says he has to make a couple of phone calls, so he basically won't be on tonight since it's already 7:30-ish.
Tom will not be here tonight then?
Now, that is correct. That's what he says, so... don't shoot the messenger. Not my fault. KD6LAN here for ID, and I'm going to back out myself. Mike, we'll talk at you later.
Hey, Bill, KD6LAN, 73, and thanks for the Q&A. I appreciate it. While we're rolling here, does anybody else have any questions or answers that I may be able to field? If not, I'm going to shut it down because Tom had the program of what we were going to do here, and he was going to bounce stuff off of me, so we're just going to play it that way. But I will be very happy to field any questions of anything, and if I can't answer it, I will look it up and get back to you. Call WB6CLZ Acting Net Control for Tech Tuesday, and my name is Mike. Gotcha, Harold. You wouldn't even have to give your call. 86PL, WB6CLZ. Go ahead, Harold.
Yeah, that guy got him used 11-meter walkie-talkie and got it up. Make it into a 10-meter. Be pretty cheap. See if I can get through this. week or two ago, they had information on a website for working satellites. Would you happen to have that website?
Do not, Harold, but if you hang around, I can get that to you. Which satellite was that? Refresh my memory. And yeah, by the way, yeah, the 11-meter walkie-talkies, that might be AM, but there's AM activity on the upper end of the 10-meter band. But if it's a sideband, that's easily converted to work a lot of DX on 10 meters. Yeah, which satellite are you talking about? And I'll see if I can look that up for you, Harold.
There was some guy that, he was giving out a lot of information, and he had, I think it was his own website, actually, and he had a lot of information on there, and I understood it to say, on how to operate the satellite.
No, that was Clint, and I don't have his call right off the top of my head, but he usually listens to Tech Tuesday. Let's see if he's out there, and he can give you information to his website. Either, if not, I'll look it up and get it to you ASAP. Clint, are you on frequency? Please call WB6CLZ, Acting Net Control, for the Tech Tuesday Net.
K6LCS, thanks for asking. The website is worksat.com, work, W-O-R-K. And put a little hyphen there, SAT. So it's work-sat.com. And we're having a little problems right now with AL51. We had a software crash yesterday. It's going to take a couple days to get it completely reloaded. So just watch that site for info. But it's worksat.com with a little hyphen there between work and SAT. K6LCS.
Hey, Harold, did that take care of you?
That was it. I couldn't remember the word work. I guess I got an aversion to it. It fled my mind. A guy on another repeater, he just upgraded to Extra, and he's wanting to get started in satellites, and I could not remember that website, so I'll give it to him. The end of the week. Thank you very much.
86 PO. Clint, K6LCS, do you have anything you would like to say, or would you like to answer any questions anybody might have about satellites while you're there?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. The latest news on the FM birds is that our dear old AO51 is deteriorating. Its batteries are old, and 7 and 8 year old technology in the batteries, so it's becoming a little more spotty as it makes passes over us. But sure, I'm here if anybody has any questions about working the FM satellites with low power. I had a question for Net Control. The website that had the HF traffic on it, I did not copy what that website was. It sounds like a website exchange here this evening. But could someone repeat that website or the keywords to find that website? K6LCS, yeah?
Clint, I'll see if Harry would like to give that to you again. Harry, why don't you give Clint and let that website out again, and then we'll give it back to Clint and see if anybody has any questions for him. Go ahead, Harry, if you're around, and have that website handy.
That's for QSO.net, and then the program downloaded is called CQ100. And it's an easy download. And it shows the QSO.net shows the transceiver that one downloads, and that shows up then on the monitor. So just like a regular radio, it doesn't show a brand name, but has all the controls, including mic gain and volume and frequency and bands, the different bands. So anyway, QSO.net, K6RJ.
Hey, Harry, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Okay, well, does anybody have any questions for Clint? Clint, you can give your title, and then if anybody has any questions, just go ahead and forward them to Clint. K6LCS, Clint, go ahead.
All right, found that website, qsonet.com, qsonet.com. interesting looking stuff. That's what got me involved in amateur radio back in 1993. It was a demonstration of packet. I thought, wow, I can marry my love of computers, electronics, the internet, and radio all in this one hobby called amateur radio. How cool is that? Anyway, my name's Clint, K6LCS, an AMSAT area coordinator, working right now with the school out at Flaybob Airport to have a school contact with the International Space Station as it goes over in December. But yeah, if anybody has any questions on the FM birds, I'll try to answer. K6LCS.
Just go ahead and ask Clint. You don't have to go through net control on it. Anybody have any questions for Clint? Okay, well, does anybody have any questions or comments before I shut it down? That's about all we had, but we'll ask for questions and comments here a couple times, and then we'll shut her down for tonight. Please call WB6CL at Acting Net Control for the Tech Tuesday Net.
KJ6KQE.
Go ahead, K6, I believe it was KQE. Go ahead and please come back with your name.
It's Kilo Julia 6, Kilo Quebec Echo. The name is Dawn, Delta Oscar November. And my question is about equipment. Is anybody aware of any equipment that would be 2 meter at 440 that would include sideband, you know, like an 857, only without the HF part?
No, I believe they're out there, but let me make sure I'm not doubling. Then most of them do contain HF, but I believe there are still VHF sideband rigs made that do contain 2 meters and 440. But I would have to look that up. Why don't you hang around a little bit after the net, and I'll let my fingers do the walking and see if I can find something for you. Back to you, Don.
Yeah, copy that, because I have I love my 857. And I'll probably just end up having to get another one if it doesn't pan out this way. But I got a really nice base station, an HF base station, but I want to be able to do VHF sideband because, you know, like you say, the propagation can be pretty nice, especially, you know, across the equatorial and whatnot.
Doesn't your 857 have 2 meters and 440?
Yeah, copy that. And it also has HF on it. And like I say, if I can't find one that is without the HF, then I'll probably just get something like that again. Because I want to have a unit here in the house. I've got the FT950. And I want to have the 2 meter and 440 also, but and leave the 857 in the truck. But if not, you know, I'll have to worry about something. I don't, not quite sure how I'm going to work it out. But I guess I just want to have it all, right?
Don't we all? Well, hang around for a while. I just got a copy of the HRO catalog, so I'll take a look at that, and if not, I'll let my fingers do the walk and see what we can find for you. I'm almost certain there is something out there, but right off the top of my head, I am not sure. Okay, any other questions or comments before we wind it down? Please call WB6CLZ at Acting Net Control for the Tech Tuesday Net.
WB6CLZ at WA6FIZ. I just wanted to say good evening and enjoy listening.
Good evening, Mickey. It's always good to have you in here. How are you doing? And have you got any questions or comments for the net? Go ahead, Mickey.
No, I don't think so. I'm just in here working on a radio that would look like it was dumped in the dumped in something, and it's really dirty. I've using up all my there you go, those little things, Q-tips, dipping and scrubbing and dipping and scrubbing. Whoops, that's...
Yeah, I've seen Mickey rebuilds old boat anchors and gets them working, and sometimes they don't look so good when he gets them. So Mickey is kind of an interesting guy. And by the way, Mickey, thank you very much for turning that amp on HF this morning. Conditions were just terrible on 75 meters, and you're basically the only one that I could hear on the BBARC 75-meter rag chew this morning. So thanks again for that. Anybody else have any comments for the net? Okay, well, I think we're going to shut them down for tonight then, guys. Let me get a time here. QST, QST, QST. This is Mike, WB6CLZ, Acting Net Control for the Tech Tuesday Net. Thank everybody for the comments and questions and participation in the net. And just remember, we're here every Tuesday, conditions permitting, 1900 hours. So we're going to close the net tonight at 7:35, just about exactly, which is 0235 Zulu time. Thanks again, everybody, and we'll see you next week.